I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, let's go to Kentucky. And a school here with the cops being called to the Royal Springs Middle School as a teacher, a substitute teacher, 32 years old, was yelling and cursing at students. This is about 11 o'clock. Someone says the teacher is freaking out on the students. Well, the cops come over there to the Royal Springs Middle School, and they find Brooke West, 32 years old, substitute teacher, smelling like alcohol, unsteady on her feet. They begin to question her, and she says, yeah, okay, maybe I did take 4 shots of vodka in front of the students.
But look at him. You do the same thing.
Yeah. And they said, 4 shots of vodka, are you sure? You seem pretty hammered for 4 shots of vodka. And they said, well, you test me, do whatever you want. But, you know, they put the test to her. She was 0.317.
Those are 4 big shots.
Those are 4 big shots. Yeah. Middle school kids calling cops on a 32-year-old teacher that's blowing a 0.31.
Where's your shot glass? Well, it's that the coffee mug over there. That's my shot glass.
They said, hey, when you're surrounded, she said, why did you do it for? She goes, have you been surrounded by 11 to 13-year-olds all day?
She's only how old?
32.
Yeah, that's too young to be that jaded, isn't it?
It is Kentucky.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that was a man at the airport with a fish wrapped around his neck in Australia the other day. This guy was trying to smuggle a rare and expensive fish into Australia. So he strapped it around his neck. He had a collared jacket on, zippered up. But the Australian Border Force officers were wise to him. Maybe, I don't know if it was the smell. I don't know what it was exactly, but they knew what was going on here. This guy's a Vietnamese national, 34 years old. He was selected for baggage examination after he arrived at the airport from a Malaysian flight. The fish was identified as an endangered fully red Asian arowana, apparently.
Okay, yeah, the arowanas, I heard of them.
It's an endangered species. And I guess they're very popular because of their vibrant colors. But it looks like it really clashed with the jacket this guy was wearing, all those colors did.
And finally, John, this goes back to Monday, down in Phoenix, and we're outside a Home Depot. That's when 39-year-old Brenda Aguero pulled up looking for some help. You know, there's some guys lined up there that's ready to do a day's worth of work. So she goes to find a day laborer and tells him, I need some help moving some items in my home. So she hires the day laborer, and this guy follows her out to the house. And as she's doing a couple things, showing him around the house what she wants done, she starts talking in a sexual nature to the guy and basically comes out and says, I want to have sex with you. And the guy says, no, I'm not into that. Sorry. I'm just here to work. That's when the 39-year-old Brenda Aguero's husband, 45-year-old Jorge, comes out with a rifle and puts it to the guy's chest and says, no, my wife wants to have sex with you. That's how this is going to work. You're going to do exactly what she tells you. So the victim engaged in a series of sexual activities while the husband, holding the rifle, also took pictures and videos with his cell phone. And then, you know, he directed the whole thing. He was directing the little movie there. And then before allowing the man to leave, they took his Mexican visa and his driver's license and said, we're coming back down to the Home Depot tomorrow. And if you're not there, we're going to send some of these videos and pictures to your wife and family. And they said, we'll get some Viagra for the next day. I don't know, maybe the guy needed a jump start or whatever.
That probably hurt the most.
Yeah. And so, anyways, they take him back down to the deal and drop him off. Well, the guy ends up sending some pictures to her husband, ends up sending pictures to the guy that they hired, saying, these are going to your family if you're not there tomorrow. So the guy says, I don't care. I'm calling the cops. The cops go to the house. They find the guy. They find the rifle. They say, let me see your cell phone. They admit this is a sexual fetish thing that they've been doing going and hiring the day laborers and luring them back to their house for these things. They'd done it 3 or 4 times and had it all documented on their cell phones. I don't know what Home Depot's slogan is, but isn't it, let's get it done?
I can't believe it's news.
Something like that in the parking lot.